Working remotely, where you are shouldn't dictate what you do. Work from the road by turning your vehicle into a reliable high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On the network that covers more roads than any other carrier, take your work on the road and AT&T will be there to keep you connected. Connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Why wait? Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi today for free trial eligibility. Based on independent third-party data, number of devices varies by manufacturer. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Welcome to Tech Stuff, a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. Hey there, and welcome to Tech Stuff. I'm your host, Jonathan Strickland, executive producer with iHeartRadio, and I love all things tech. And today we're going to look at a Tech Stuff classic episode that published back in February 2013. This one has the title Tech Stuff Plays with Carbon Nanotubes. Yes, carbon nanotubes, the stuff of the future that is persistently the stuff of the future and never seems to be the stuff of right now. I mean, that's not entirely fair. We've done a lot of work in carbon nanotubes and there's been a lot of progress made. But it's been one of those futuristic things for a long time now. So let's listen back on 2013, Jonathan, joined by Lauren Vogelbaum, as we talk about carbon nanotubes.
First, we thought that we would talk a little bit about why carbon is cool, because it's an element, right?
It's an incredibly popular element here on the planet Earth.
It's
way up there.
It is in fact the fourth most abundant element in the universe by mass, after hydrogen, helium, and oxygen, and the second most abundant element in the human body.
Yeah, we are what is known as carbon-based life forms.
Yeah, and all of this is made possible because carbon atoms are these nifty little hexagons made with six electrons. They
bond very easily with one another. Actually, if they bond in a lattice structure, which is a hexagonal structure,
right?
You have a sheet of that. So you've got a whole bunch of carbon atoms that are molecularly bonded to one another in this hexagon pattern. Here in the South, I like to call it chicken wire. anyone who lives in any sort of rural environment who has seen chicken wire, that's kind of what a sheet of these carbon atoms in molecular structure look like. We call that sheet graphene. So let's say you've got this sheet of graphene, which is essentially two-dimensional, right? Because atoms don't really have a lot of thickness to them. So they are, you're talking about width and length. You're not talking about depth. I mean, that's, you know, one atom thick, that's thin enough to call it two-dimensional.
Right. Yes, absolutely.
So you've got this sheet of graphene. Let's say then you roll the graphene into a, I don't know, burrito-like structure. It's not necessarily going to be filled with cheesy beanie goodness.
Oh, can we though?
You know, I kind of want a carbon nanotube burrito now. I am craving burritos like you wouldn't believe. But no. It that's what we call a carbon nanotube. You take that sheet of graphene, this hexagonal molecular structure of carbon, and this is just carbon. You roll it up, and that's a carbon nanotube. But, you know, carbon is kind of an amazing thing anyway, because carbon can take on so many different forms, right?
Right, yeah. I mean, it's what diamonds and graphite are both made of.
And those totally different, right?
A little bit. I mean, you know, that's you've got the hardest substance, the hardest natural substance known on Earth.
Right. And then you've got what you put in pencils, essentially.
So, yeah, something soft enough that paper is a
paper is its match, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So this is something that we call allotropes. Now, an allotrope, you know, you're like, what the heck is that? Well, if you've studied chemistry, you know. So I apologize to all the chemists out there who are screaming at me because I'm assuming they don't know what an allotrope is. No, yeah. It's okay. I know you know.
Also, y'all can go just get a soda for the next about 35 seconds.
Yeah. So an allotrope is any of two or more physical forms in which an element can exist. So we have these elements that can exist in different physical forms, and carbon is a perfect example. Lauren was just pointing out diamond versus a graphite. So you've got these two very different kinds of forms, but they're still the same basic element. Well, carbon nanotubes are very similar in that way, and we'll talk a bit more about the different properties that carbon nanotubes can have and why they can have different properties, but we need to lead up to that.
Yeah. This entire carbon nanotube business was discovered in 1991 by Sumio Iijima, I believe is the way that you pronounce it. Apologies to my Japanese teacher. Research into creating these sheets of graphene stretches back into the 1950s. And all of these are, there are actually two processes for making them. One of them I'm not extremely familiar with, and it's written all the way down at the bottom of my notes, so we're going to cover that one later.
Okay.
That's a wet application. The general way of making carbon nanotubes is a dry application, and you thermally strip carbon atoms off of carbon-bearing compounds.
Wow. That sounds complicated, or at least violent.
And violent. At an atomic level, that is extremely violent.
Interesting. Yeah, and so
This is what produces these extremely atom-thin sheets that you then roll into a tiny, tiny tube. And by tiny, tiny, I mean about a nanometer or two in diameter.
Right.
And just, you know, just to recover this, a nanometer is 1/1,000,000th of a millimeter. So it's 1/1,000,000,000th of a meter, so it's small.
Right. And then you, at least for the longest time, these carbon nanotubes could be at most about a millimeter long. Now, that's changed recently.
Right. But I mean, even a millimeter long is pretty impressive, because that's a million times as long as it is wide.
Right. That aspect ratio is incredible. I mean, it's one of the things that really made carbon nanotubes a fascinating thing to look at, because you're thinking, if you're looking at the dimensions, by one dimension, this is incredibly tiny, and by the other, in comparison, it is ginormous. I mean, think about
it. It's the technical term.
Think if you saw a bus that was a million times longer than it was wide.
Or Longcat, if Longcat were so long that it were a million times longer.
Thank you. Thank you, Lauren, for bringing it directly into an analogy that is relatable to everybody. I was going with the bus. What was I thinking? I was mostly thinking I would not want to be behind that bus. I bet they would make really wide right turns.
Well, look, we're on the internet, okay? If we don't incorporate cats into the conversation, we're going to be fired.
You're right, we're lost.
No.
But anyway, yes, this is one of those amazing properties of carbon nanotubes. The other thing that I find really interesting is that carbon nanotubes will have very different properties depending upon how they are rolled.
Right.
Because it's mostly the direction of the roll. So it really is how those hexagons I was talking about in the graphene, how they are aligned in comparison to the actual roll of this sheet. And depending on how you do it, it can behave like a metal, so mm-hmm. a conductor.
Right.
So it'll conduct electricity. But if you roll it a different way, like at a slightly different angle, and if you guys are having trouble visualizing this, just take a sheet of paper and roll it along the short side or roll it along the long side or roll it along the diagonal.
Right.
These are all the different kinds of ways you can roll sheets of graphene and you get different properties. So you roll it one way, it acts metallic. Like a conductor, so it's conducting electricity. You roll it another way, it acts like a semiconductor, which means that in some situations it does conduct electricity, and in other situations it acts as an insulator. This gives it an incredible flexibility as far as applications are concerned. You can use it in all sorts of electronic applications, which we'll get to
in
a little bit.
Yeah, and it also depends on what kind of, you can roll them into all kinds of different interesting shapes using an atomic force microscope. Also called scanning force microscopes, which are things that have these tiny bitty little nanometer probes on the end of them, and you can use them to basically poke around a nanotube until it's
the right shape.
The right shape for your process.
This is pretty amazing. I mean, we're talking about manipulating things that are just slightly larger than the atomic scale.
Right.
I mean, it's something that is really difficult to visualize. Now there are some neat ways of kind of getting an idea of how precise we can be these days. My favorite, and we've talked about it on the Tech Stuff podcast in the past, my favorite illustration is that IBM several years ago used a similar type of microscope mm-hmm. to manipulate individual atoms to spell out IBM on a silicon wafer.
That is delightful.
Yeah, so you're talking about being able to, when we're able to manipulate individual atoms, then obviously we've got this level of precision that to me is mind-boggling. I mean, it's really exciting. But some of the other properties of carbon nanotubes is, again, depending upon the way you roll these tubes, it can be an incredibly strong material, stronger and lighter than, say, steel.
Yeah, hundreds of times stronger than steel.
Yeah, according to some, well, you know, here's the thing. There's a theoretical limit to the tensile strength of carbon nanotubes.
Of course.
And then there's the limit that we've actually seen
butted up against. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And as we get better about creating nanotubes, then those two numbers get closer together, right?
Sure.
But in general, in the experimental phase, you might not see as incredible a display of strength as you would expect when you start running the numbers via, you know, math.
Yeah.
But for an example, you could take a cable that if you were to cut the cable and look at and measure the diameter, you're talking about like a 1 millimeter diameter mm-hmm. of this cable, a nanotube of that size could hold approximately 6,400 kilograms or 14,000 pounds.
And that's and a millimeter. I mean, that's what, like about the width of a human hair.
Well, a millimeter would be 1 millionth of a million times the size of a nanometer. That really brings it into perspective.
That
I said 1 millionth, and I ruined my own joke. To be fair, I'm not working on very much sleep right now.
I think a millimeter is about the size of a head of a pin, actually.
Yeah, a human hair is like a few hundred thousand nanometers.
Okay, sure.
Depending upon the person's hair, because human hair comes in a variety
of
diameters.
Thicknesses.
Sure. But yes, I mean, the point being that you're talking about an incredibly thin cable that could hold an amazing amount of weight, considering the dimensions of the cable.
Right.
Now, granted, again, this is theoretical. You know, when we talk about real carbon nanotubes and the real experiences we've had, it's a little bit different from that. But the potential there is to build certain types of materials, certain types of products using this stuff that can have fantastic properties. And just to be clear, we're saying stronger than steel. That's really mostly tension strength. When you're talking about other types of impact, because carbon nanotubes are hollow, they can buckle.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say that you have just somehow you have managed to make one carbon nanotube that's, you know, Lauren height.
Yeah, totally.
And then you have a force impacting that along the side of the carbon nanotube. So it's not pulling on the nanotube, it's pushing against the side.
Pushing right into the chewy center.
Right. Yeah. You know, that chewy center might just buckle and the carbon nanotube bends and you think, well, that was, you know. but it's the same sort of thing like saying the strength of a rope. The strength of the rope is how much weight it can pull.
It can pull.
Yeah,
not
pushing against the rope.
The middle of the rope.
Yeah. That doesn't make any sense, right?
Unless it's been pulled taut, and that's a whole different version of physics that we would need to get into. So, right, exactly.
But that's one of the other things to keep in mind, is that even though it is an incredibly strong material, and theoretically one of the strongest materials we've encountered, that's only in specific use cases. It's not like you would build a carbon nanotube wall and it would be immune to everything else known to man.
Right.
Although I'm sure there are ways you could do that, like maybe with some sort of woven fabric made out of carbon nanotubes. But an individual carbon nanotube, it's not the case.
Right.
Let's take a moment to thank our sponsor.
Working remotely, where you are shouldn't dictate what you do. Work from the road by turning your vehicle into a reliable high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On the network that covers more roads than any other carrier, take your work on the road and AT&T will be there to keep you connected. Connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Why wait? Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi today for free trial eligibility. Based on independent third-party data, number of devices varies by manufacturer. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI. There is still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI. And Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI and revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better. In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more, while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Working remotely, where you are shouldn't dictate what you do. Work from the road by turning your vehicle into a reliable high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On the network that covers more roads than any other carrier, take your work on the road and AT&T will be there to keep you connected. Connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Why wait? Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi today for free trial eligibility. Based on independent third-party data, number of devices varies by manufacturer. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI. There is still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI. And Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI in revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better. In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more, while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
And now we'll return to our regularly scheduled Tech Stuff podcast.
All right, so there are many, many applications that these nanotubes can be used for. Like we mentioned before, their engineers are looking at incorporating them into building materials, perhaps for vehicles. I mean, imagine if you had a vehicle that was 6 times lighter than the cars that are running around today.
Right. If you're wondering why you would want a light car, one reason is that it means that you don't have to use as much fuel to push that car around.
Right.
A lighter car means less work for the engine to do. If the engine has to do less work, it theoretically needs less fuel. So we could end up with cars that are still gas powered, but end up requiring far less fuel, have greater efficiency than
they
have now. Or we could, of course, use it in other, like hybrid cars, and you know, you're placing, or even electric vehicles,
or something like an airplane,
There's some great, and airplanes would be fantastic because, as anyone has pointed out, if you're talking about someone who's green conscious, mm-hmm. and they're trying very hard to live a green-friendly lifestyle,
and they basically need to avoid airplanes entirely.
One flight on a plane and you have just, like, you know, you're essentially erasing any good you're doing with your entire, you know, green life at home. And that's just a hard reality of what it takes to fly
to
a plane.
So
that's a great example. You actually pointed out something else. A future use of this technology could be something that we did an episode of Tech Stuff about a few years ago. Space elevators.
Space elevators. Yeah, these are really nifty things. If you guys have not heard of this, you should have by now. You're a bad Tech Stuff listener.
But that's okay, because you can fix that. Yeah. We still love you.
Yes, no. I had to moderate a Facebook thread the other day. I'm being the social media here at How Stuff Works. If people are being jerks on Facebook, I'm the one who has to clean it up. So don't be jerks on Facebook, y'all.
It's a very special episode of Tech Stuff, ladies and gentlemen. But no, space elevator.
Space elevator. No, no. Well, I mean, okay. The point of my story here. I've started to stutter. Excellent. The point of my story was that you shouldn't be a jerk on Facebook. No. I had a point. My point.
Well, let me at least explain what a space elevator is. How about that? Because okay, I'm dying right. to hear. I can at least give it a shot. So let's say you put an object into orbit, stationary orbit around the Earth. Okay, so it has to be the object is sort of a counterweight, essentially. Uh-huh. So you've got a counterweight orbiting the Earth, and the thing connecting the counterweight to Earth is a very strong cable. And you use this elevator, which is essentially attached to the cable, to transport anything, really. It could be people, although cargo would be a lot easier than people, because with people, you got to worry about, I don't know, keeping them alive and stuff.
Moving them too
yes.
much.
Yes, yeah. Or
that's
not,
bad.
I guess if we're moving dead people, it's okay.
Excellent.
If we want to have a space cemetery out there.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind that, except that I actually plan on donating my body to science fiction. So you have an elevator that has this counterweight out there. Okay. You're just picking up on that?
No, I'm with you. I'm with you. Keep going.
So the elevator can travel up the cable. The nice thing about this is, based on this design, you might be using things like lasers to actually power this elevator. The elevator wouldn't have things on it like thrusters, like rocket thrusters, the way we would with a traditional rocket ship to get stuff into space. It would mean that it would take less energy, in theory, to deliver payloads to outer space, and you wouldn't have to worry about problems like a catastrophic failure when you're talking about propellants that can be incredibly dangerous under the wrong conditions.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, and also, I mean, just like we were saying, if you take one airline flight, you're basically erasing the entire good that you've done on your carbon footprint all year. The cost of a launch in terms of fuel and just people and manpower is $10,000 per pound. That's
yeah.
$22,000 per kilogram. That's a bunch.
Yeah, so you've got this need to find a cheaper way to get stuff into outer space if, in fact, we want to
do that thing.
Yeah, do that
which
thing.
Which we do.
Yeah.
I mean, I do.
Yeah, because there's lots of fascinating stuff out there,
space
right?
Space is cool.
So space elevators are a good way of doing that, but one of the problems is that how do you create a cable that's going to be strong enough and small enough to make this a reality? And carbon nanotubes might very well be the way that we solve that problem. Now, for a long time, everyone said, okay, well, here's the barrier. The barrier is that
we've got this unobtainium. We've got this.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, yeah. We can make carbon nanotubes, but they're a millimeter long at most. And so we'd have to make a whole bunch of them and tie the ends together, teeny little bows, in order to make a big long one for a cable. But
relatively ineffective.
Yeah, so we'll get into some new forms of manufacture that have made that less of a problem, but even now we're still talking about this is science fiction as far as we're concerned. It's feasible, but not possible given our technology right now.
Right now, yeah.
But there are other applications that we could use carbon nanotubes in, including things like conductive plastics. So we could make electronics out of plastic materials and run carbon nanotubes through the plastic, creating them a conductive layer so that you can actually make products even smaller than they are today.
Wow, yeah.
So instead of having a casing that is covering up the electronics, the casing would be part of the electronics. You could have,
oh, wow,
you know, a credit card thin smartphone.
Yeah, yeah. That would turn Moore's Law right on its pointy head.
Yep. So there's some pretty neat stuff that could potentially happen. We also could have things like smart fabrics. So clothing that could have carbon nanotubes in it that might do things like monitor conditions. Like it could end up powering various sensors. This would obviously be very important in uniforms like space suits or first responders outfits for things like firefighters, things
yeah.
like that, you know, things that could benefit from this. But even from a more consumer standpoint, we could even have, I don't know, like clothing that tells you how active you are and whether or not you're getting enough exercise.
And yeah, don't even have to put on a speedometer or a little Nike Fit wristband.
Right.
Or
you'd be fine. You just, you know, you put on your clothing and that tells you. Or it may say things like, for heaven's sake, wash me. know, that goes out to everyone I went to college with.
No. Other clothing applications. I mean, maybe not so much for daily use, but carbon nanotubes could be used to create some really terrific body armor.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, again, we're talking about that incredible strength. And if it's woven the right way, you're talking about something that could have great applications for anyone who might be in military or law enforcement to provide a level of protection that is really, you know, unheard of at this point. I mean, we've got some great technology out there to keep people protected, but this would be a huge step above that.
Hey, guys, 2019 Jonathan again. You know, the one you hate, because it's time for us to take another quick break.
Working remotely, where you are shouldn't dictate what you do. Work from the road by turning your vehicle into a reliable high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On the network that covers more roads than any other carrier, take your work on the road and AT&T will be there to keep you connected. Connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Why wait? Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi today for free trial eligibility. Based on independent third-party data, number of devices varies by manufacturer. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
From BBC Radio 4. Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI. There is still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI. And Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI and revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better. In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more, while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Working remotely, where you are shouldn't dictate what you do. Work from the road by turning your vehicle into a reliable high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On the network that covers more roads than any other carrier, take your work on the road and AT&T will be there to keep you connected. Connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Why wait? Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi today for free trial eligibility. Based on independent third-party data, number of devices varies by manufacturer. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI. There is still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI. And Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI and revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better. In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more, while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Part of the problem here is that we're talking about a material that's still a little challenging to manufacture, especially in mass quantities. But there have been improvements in carbon nanotube manufacturing processes very recently.
Yeah, actually, we were, and you know, we're recording this in early January, 2013, and actually just today, the internet told me that that Rice University has announced a macroscopic, hundreds of meters long, mass producible carbon nanotube thread.
Yeah, this is incredible news, because again, before we were talking about nanotubes that were a millimeter long, and that was considered huge. Now we're talking hundreds of meters. That is such an enormous leap that it boggles my mind. And it's all through this wet method that they use to manufacture carbon nanotubes.
Yeah, a wet spinning method in which, and I'm sorry, I'm going to read this directly from my notes, which is probably a terrible thing to do, but in which clumps of nanotubes are dissolved in a bath of some acid stuff, squirted through small holes to create long strands. And then the strands are wound into a big spool until they dry out.
That's pretty incredible. So really, the way I understand that is that we have dissolved the carbon nanotubes until they're essentially a liquid. You put them into what is essentially a nozzle. You squirt it out in what is essentially like a giant icing thing for your favorite kind of cake. Uh-huh. And you get this long string of carbon nanotube that's exactly the way you want it to be until you get you spool it up, and there you go. You got hundreds of meters long carbon nanotube.
Yeah, it's the thickness of a human hair, and not like I was saying earlier that you know that's big. That's a bunch of space,
yeah.
Things, measurements of stuff.
Yeah, it's much larger than, say, you know, a single carbon nanotube would normally be. You know, again, 1/1,000,000th of a meter in diameter. It's larger than that.
Yes, and there's video on the internet of an LED lamp being both suspended and powered by this thread.
Right. So it's this tiny, like, human hair width cord that's holding a light bulb, and the light bulb is lit because power is going
it's flowing through, yeah.
And it's completely suspended that way. So you think about that, and you're like, all right, so we've got this very thin, very strong stuff that can provide power across it. This could revolutionize electronics.
Oh, absolutely. And there's also been a bunch of research into health applications for this. It can be used as a delivery system for drugs and vitamins because carbon nanotubes are so bitty that they can really get in there. You know, you can attach stuff to them and send them in through things and be really effective as an antioxidant. They naturally pick up free radicals in blood systems.
I used to do that in college too.
Oh my. You can one of the really cool bits of research that I saw had people sticking an antibody onto the end of a nanotube and then letting a blood sample pass through it, and different kinds of tumor cells or viruses will get trapped by that antibody. And then, so you can test for all kinds of things without having to do any expensive lab work in the field in a couple hours.
Interesting. Of course, this also leads to a dark discussion in that carbon nanotubes may also be, depending upon their structure, may be extremely hazardous to our health. And there are a couple reasons for this. One is that when you're talking about things that are on the nanoscale, their properties change fairly dramatically. You can have materials that act as conductors in the macro scale, but on the nanoscale, they might be insulators.
Mm-hmm.
You also may have things that on the macro scale are perfectly safe, but on the nanoscale are toxic. And one of the things that concerned people fairly early on in the research of carbon nanotubes and has been studied extensively since then is that carbon nanotubes, depending again on the specific structure that you've designed for them, bear a striking resemblance to this substance called asbestos.
and for those youngins out there, asbestos is a substance that used to be used in a lot of insulation.
Yes, it's fire retardant.
Fire retardant, which is great.
Yeah.
I mean, that's less fire, good.
Yes, fire bad, as Frankenstein's monster taught us.
However, it was made up of these small pointy particles that people would aspirate. And
yes,
it would get stuck in the linings of your lungs and your other internal organs,
yeah,
and cause lesions and mesothelioma. No, that was not the word.
No.
Mesothelioma.
Yes.
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 Excellent.
It's a form of,
I can speak. It's a form of cancer.
Cancer. The lining around your organs, that's specifically what we're talking about here. But more specifically, the lungs, because you would breathe in these particles. And they're small enough so that they can infect a cell. Essentially, they can penetrate a cell. That's
right.
The best word for it. Penetrate a cell. But they are large enough so that the body's immune system cannot easily get rid of them, which is why it becomes a very dangerous substance. And the carbon nanotubes bear some physical resemblance to those needly pointy fibers. Now, according to at least some research, I was reading one report that was kind of interesting, and I cannot pretend that I follow it completely because my medical knowledge is plucky and adventury. No, wait, I'm sorry, that's my military knowledge. I'm the very model of a modern tech stuff podcaster. It was from an online library. It's actually from the Cancer and Aging Handbook, and the study suggested that carbon nanotubes could penetrate cells, but they did so in a different way than asbestos particles did. Like, they both could penetrate cells, and they both could cause similar outcomes. So, in other words, there is some evidence that carbon nanotubes could, in fact, be carcinogenic.
Okay.
But they do it in a different mechanism. Like, there's a different mechanism for how they get enveloped by other cells. Or by cells, I should say, not other cells, but by cells. And so the research actually suggests that there might be ways of creating carbon nanotubes where they do not behave in this way, where they are
Instead of causing cancer, they just kind of hang out.
Right. And that's one of the other problems about carbon nanotubes is they have this biopersistence, meaning that if they are inside a biological entity, they do not tend to break down.
Right. They're so strong and sturdy.
Yeah. They don't react. They're non-reactive when it comes to that, too. So you don't have it just, you know, decompose into some other material or get absorbed and then, you know, they're harmless. That's the problem. They don't do that. So, but there might be ways of engineering carbon nanotubes so that they are not hazardous.
Right.
And also, all the research I've read has suggested that it's not that we shouldn't go into making carbon nanotubes.
Yeah. It's most people are saying that, yes, it's a danger, but these things are so useful that we almost can't afford to not continue researching them, and that most of the danger comes to people who are going to be working in development labs,
right,
creating them, and that there are definitely lots of different air filters and other precautions that could be used to lessen the danger to these important workers.
Right. And that ultimately we may find ways of creating these as, you know, so safely that it becomes a non-issue.
Right.
Not that, you know, we can ignore it. That's the important part, is don't ignore the fact that there's a danger.
No.
But understand that there may be ways of working around that so that we minimize the danger to ourselves while maximizing the benefit that these things could provide us.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it's you know, one of the things that definitely we have to keep in mind about technology. I mean, just like your computer at home, assuming you have one, has material in it that can be extremely toxic if you're exposed to it directly.
Yeah.
But computers are an incredible benefit too. It's just that it's under specific circumstances they can become very dangerous. Like, let's say you catch it catches on fire.
Sure.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Or you're taking it apart to try and harvest the various metals and minerals that are inside your computer.
And you lick all the parts.
That would be a bad thing to do. Don't do that. So, yeah, I mean, it's just one of those things where you got to keep in mind the various scenarios and remember to treat it carefully. So, guys, if you're out there playing with carbon nanotubes, just, you know, be careful. Okay?
Yeah.
I don't know what you do in your spare time.
Leave it to the professionals.
Yeah,
for
that's
now.
Probably a good idea.
I think it's probably the important thing there.
But I find this whole area of study very interesting. I mean, it does have the potential to completely revolutionize everything that has to do with electronics. I mean, you sit there and you think about how incredible things are right now. Go to CES one year and take a look at a TV and you see how thin they've become. Well, with this sort of technology, they could be even you know, so thin that when you mount it against a wall, you wouldn't be able to see the difference between the wall and the TV.
Wow.
I mean, that's how thin we're talking.
Basically a sticker.
I mean, it's going to take a while before we ever get there.
Sure.
But we can at least get to a point where it's going to look like a piece of paper.
And that wraps up another classic episode of Tech Stuff. Hope you guys enjoyed it. And I look forward to revisiting carbon nanotubes. I think it's about time I do an update on that particular topic, because I guarantee a lot has happened since 2013. But if you guys have suggestions for future topics of Tech Stuff beyond carbon nanotubes, let me know. Send me an email. The address is techstuff@howstuffworks.com, or drop me a line on Facebook or Twitter. Handle is TechStuffHSW. I look forward to hearing from you. And don't forget to visit our website. That's TechStuffPodcast.com. You'll find an archive of every episode, as I was just about to try and say, of Tech Stuff, including the ones where I make goofy mistakes like that one. And you can search that archive, although not by mistakes, because you get way too many results in that case. You'll also find a link to our online store where every purchase you make goes to help the show, and we greatly appreciate it. And I will talk to you again really soon. Tech Stuff is a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway the great American race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.